Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Spencer Whitelow, and this is the Spencer Show. And I'd like to welcome you this afternoon, this wonderful Sunday. Today is about Simple Wisdom for Rich Living by Matt Carey. And today we're going to talk about faith. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to read like a little introduction, and then I'll come back with some quotes. In the middle of June of 1995, Bill Pace, the University of Southern Mississippi Director of Development, stopped by in the hallway of the Student Union to tell me that a very elderly African-American woman from Hattiesburg had just donated $150,000 of her life savings to the university. He made it clear that she was extremely shy and wouldn't probably not open too much to publicity, like PR. The university president, Dr. Albert K. Lukes, hoped the school would get some good state press and maybe a story in the Chronicle of Higher Education. And little did we know, overnight, Mrs. McCary became a media sensation, the quiet, private woman who has not had, who had not had anyone to talk to for 30 years, was suddenly making conversation with Barbara Walters and Bryant Gumbel and the President of the United States. 1 year later, requested an interview and announcement of award of her honor still arrived. She accepted every invitation she can, and on each occasion she proved to be remarkable as a woman. She had handled the transition from obscurity to public life with disarming grace. Several people who had wondered aloud to me how she was managing so well. Actually, the secret of her success was no secret at all. Mrs. McCary had tackled the challenge of the interviews in the same way she would tackle the rest of her life. She was simply living out her faith in God. She is living out putting God first and trusting that all else will be added to her. She lived out her belief that for every step she takes, God would take two. As she said, I know he will. I know because I have trust that. And it works. Okay, now I'm about to go into one of her quotes. And her quotes this week, so I'm going to read many of them. So I hope you stay tuned. The first one is, I know people who do not know God just cannot understand that he's real. Hearing the gospel means nothing to them because their ears aren't open. But the greatest lesson of faith, I know that you have to be willing to grow in grace. You have to be willing to start at the beginning and become like a child. You have to accept God the best way you know how, and then he will show himself to you. And the more you serve him, the more able you are able to serve him. I think the way we live matters, not just for now, but for always. There is an entire side of everything you do. You cannot lead just any kind of life to enter heaven. You have to got to lead a clean life, take care of yourself, your responsibilities, and be fair to people. I realize that some people have different beliefs, but I think you have got to have faith in Jesus. and practice the good work to get to heaven. What I want people to know about Jesus is there is nothing but love in him. Every when the nail, his hand and his feet, he was loving. It helped to think about when going through hard times. He was loving, and it helped to think about what when going through in hard times. Yeah. So right now I'm about to go into a song.
Help me somebody.
I got this.
Good God Almighty. Let's
All righty, we're back, and we're talking about simple wisdom for rich living. And I'm going to read another quote, and then after that, we're going to go into another song. I have never been mad at or questioned God. He is above all of our questions. People forget that. They forget that he is God and we are the work of his hands. He can do what he pleases. Okay. We're about to go into a song right now.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done, you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Me again. Speak to your Father. Say it with me. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. You today to say it. Come on. Make it personal to you.
This is Simple Wisdom for a Rich Life by Mac Curry. And I'm going to read one more quote, and that's going to end our show. But I'm going to, let me see. Okay, I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to end it. People are to be tearing up the Bible. It means the same thing today that it mean yesterday. There is nothing new under the sun. Everything that is happening now is going on then. It can still tell us how we should live. Okay, that's the last quote. And I would like to thank you for listening. And also, next week, I won't be on the air. So the following week, it's going to be on relationships. And if you would like to follow me on Facebook at The Spencer Show, and you can email me at thespencershow372@gmail.com. That's thespencershow372@gmail.com. And if you ever in Detroit, please check out Parks Old Style Barbecue. It's at 7444 Bobian. And the phone number is 313-873-7444. And their lunch hour is from 11 to 4 p.m. And I tried the combo with two ribs, two rings, and a side. And it was delicious. And right now we've got about to leave you what's the song? And tune in next time. Oh, Monday show is Northland. It's being demolished, and we're going to talk about the memories of Northland as a youth. Thank you.
I've had my share of good and bad news. I've had to cry when no one else knew. Felt all alone, like nobody could really understand. But I heard you whisper,